USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton today suggested that former CIA Director John Brennan might have released classified information, but acknowledged that he isn't certain Brennan did so. Bolton said on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos that he's very troubled by the conduct of Brennan, a frequent critic of President Trump, who lost his security clearance last week. President Trump said he was protecting the nation's classified information in announcing that he was revoking Brennan's security clearance. Two cold-blooded killers on the loose in Nashville. Police spokesman Don Aaron says they apparently approached a man and a woman early Friday and demanded money, then shot and killed both of them when they didn't have any.
The police department at this juncture has not ruled out that these are the same individuals who killed the man earlier this week.
The suspects may also be responsible for shooting a woman in the back while walking her dog on August 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Gunshots rang out at a Florida high school football field Friday night in Wellington. Two people were shot, and officials say they were the intended targets of the shooter. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw insists this is not considered a school shooting, and it was unfortunate it took place near the high school.
They had some information that they very well might be at the football game, but they could have been at a bowling alley.
One of the victims was critically injured. The other victim is in stable condition. The search continues for the suspects. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia near Lombok Island, where a massive quake killed more than 460 people 2 weeks ago. Geophysicist Randy Baldwin with the U.S. Geological Survey says much of the local infrastructure is already weakened.
We've had several large quakes over the past 2 weeks in the Lombok area along the northern coast. And, of course, there were structures that collapsed and were damaged from those.
Now more buildings have collapsed and there are more mudslides. So far, no deaths reported from this latest quake. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Jurors still haven't reached a verdict in the Paul Manafort financial fraud trial, USA's Wendy King reports.
In a revelation that stunned the courtroom, Judge T.S. Ellis said he has received threats while he's presided over the case and that he's now being protected by U.S. Marshals. When news organizations asked him to make jurors' names part of the public record, he declined for their safety. President Trump weighed in on his one-time campaign chairman's case.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here and tax evasion in a separate case. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Saudi Arabia has finished preparations to receive more than 1.6 million pilgrims from across the world during the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Islam's holiest sites that begins today. More than 100,000 security personnel have been deployed throughout Mecca and the pilgrimage sites. A Saudi Arabia Interior Ministry spokesperson says security has been tightened since last year's pilgrimage after Saudi coalition forces shot down a rebel missile they say was launched at the city.
We do not exclude that they will try it again. But we depend on our abilities and we depend on our military actually to deal with such threats.